And then probably thousands of Pentecostal services. Every one is precious.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. Services like this is beautiful. And most of them are come and gone. Early Pentecostal services like this are come and gone. But you can make it.
Yes.
Don't ask.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Remember that. It ain't worth it.
Amen.
You're going to be tried. You're going to be tested. You're going to be lied about. You're going to have a lot of things the Bible tells about. You're going to go through it. But you can make it. It's a beautiful life to live.
Amen.
Those of you that use the Holy Ghost and rake along in Jesus, is it a beautiful life?
Yes.
Isn't it beautiful?
Amen.
Look at Jesus. Beautiful. Took you all this far here to go to God. Everyone in here tonight is Pentecostals.
Praise
born again.
Amen.
But you've got to hang on.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Pentecost at any cost. Remember that. A lot of Pentecostals. The only one Pentecost like this. Apostolic. In Jesus' name. Yes. Baptism in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes.
You'll be laughed at. You'll be telling, you'll tell you, take your little box, go down to the corner and preach Jesus' name as they'll laugh at you. Okay, take the box and go down. You'll be here, you'll be able to do what I'm doing tonight. Perhaps be beaten a little bit. Go through some good life where you'll be able to stand back here, you're 80 years old. You'll probably have a few little beatings once in a while against it. But it's worth it.
Praise the Lord.
So the first thing I'm going to do tonight is demonstrate a little something that we did when the first, when I first was coming to Pentecost. I'll tell you more at the beginning of the story, but I just got to have to sing something tonight that people are trying to get me to get the Holy Ghost, pushing me. So my mother, that's one of the ones, says, Grover, he says, I got a little cherished, you know. So everybody wanted me to get the Holy Ghost, you know. So my mother says, come up, Grover, and says, just sing a song. I had an old guitar, an old steel guitar. And I got on that platform, a crowd like this, and Grover was supposed to sing that song, Come and Dine, the Master Calleth. You can be seated. So I'm going to sing that song tonight like I did about 50, 60 years ago on the Water Street Mission. I had a guitar, I had an old guitar and steel bars on it and like that, but I haven't got it here tonight. So Brother Tambor, he'll run the guitar and I'll just sing a verse of Come and Dine, that goes back.
I don't know if he could, but this is what he did.
My mother made me go up, stand on the platform. All the people there, you know, knew. Oh, I was going like this. My mother said, we can do it. She wanted me to get the Holy Ghost. And if you want to get the Holy Ghost, you're kind of a careless a bit along. But that'll take a sap out of you. Get up there in front of her, let me do it like that. It'll drain you. Okay,
that's
we'll sing a verse. Okay, yeah, just like that.
I can't do it. You have to do it.
I couldn't with the key. I don't know how to do it. You know.
Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. Just up and down. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the way they used to do it. Just take the old guitar and the steel bar.
Yeah.
They used to use wrist pins out of engines. Wrist pins out of engines for the bar, and then they just play like that.
Play a chord.
Just, you know.
Okay. Play. I'll just say one word.
Like we did. You play.
Oh, I can't. I know the word. I know the chord.
I'll get the other guitar.
I used to have one little chord. Just one verse. Sing. My mother sang with me, see? She's pushing me. She didn't care if I fell down or... I think I had my work shirt on. I come to that time, I had my work shirt on. That's all I had, you know. Okay.
Jesus has a table set where the saints of God are fed. He invites the chosen people to come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the master calling, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calling now, come and dine.
Any 22-year-olds here? Huh? That's why I did this. I'm 22 years old, about then. And you know what, people? I think we had a lot of ignorant people in that congregation that day. When I got down, they said, "Oh, Brother Burns, that was just beautiful. Sing some more. They tried it all. That had me almost thinking I was a singer. Yeah, I'm always thinking an old farm boy down there, the milk and the cows, like to sing songs. They knew how to encourage seekers. Them old days, them old saints, they got after me. And you didn't, don't backslide, they didn't let you backslide. They kept at you. They didn't care if you sang, if you run. Come on, Rover, get up there and do that. And that's what I did. That's why I'm here today. That's why I'm here today. God, you look back now. See, it's hard for me here, going back 50, 60 years, see, only here. Well, just in God's memory at that time. I look back now, it was all the working of God for me to work in the church. I didn't know my calling. But being faithful, God, I had to go through all that. It was just foolishness and all. But I was faithful in all that. And that's why I'm here today.
Lord.
A lot of battles, a lot of things to face there. You laughed at. But I want to do it again, but it wasn't long. The Jordans and all the new ones there, and Brother Lee, say, come on, try it again. Lisa. And I did. But that's why I'm here today. Don't backslide because something in your life comes up. I can't take it. You said, don't backslide.
Amen.
Go in a car someplace and talk with God or go someplace. Don't backslide. I'll get into something and tell you here. Amen. That's up. You know, it's kind of a. When you get my age and you get your testimony in front of the church, it'd be fun, wouldn't it? Huh? You know where to start. All them years ago, I just think it would have been nice if I had it all on tape and you just run it. The time I got to Pentecost, or starting going to Pentecost. Wouldn't it be nice? Take you 60 years. Okay. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. Let's take your Bibles and read that. Our Sunday school teachers know that verse pretty near by heart at this time. We don't let them become a teacher unless they know that verse just about by heart. 1 Corinthians 4, 1 and 2. Shall we read it together? Let a man so account of us as of ministers of Christ and stewards of the ministries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I was born November the 28th, 1907, in Davis Valley. Davis Valley is 5 miles south of Gilmanton. Now you're getting in there now. 13 miles south of Mondovi, 33 miles south of Eau Claire. That's where I was born. Graduated from Gilmanton High School in 1926. High honors, high honors. No, I did pass though. I had pretty good honor, pretty good grades, but except in English. You can tell my talking today. We had a basketball game one time. I got the last year I played it because I was a big old farmer and cut court with. I was strong and they wanted me to play basketball. I didn't care for basketball. I got in the last year. And they, you know, when they play it, I'd guard. If he hit me, you know, they bounce back. See, what coach says we're going to be. So anyway, we played out now and then all that time and on a Christmas vacation. And we had a hard time. We almost got beat. We were behind. And we won the game 14-15. In days there, you could travel the whole court. You didn't know such things happened for 10 seconds. So you could travel year round if you want to. See? And we won it by the last second, 14-15. Our English teacher come running right in our locker room, Miss Rounds, and she says, "Just shake it. You boys ain't got to worry about fucking in English." But we made it. We made it. 70. 70 was passing. We had to have 70. We made 70. Oh, all of us high school players. Well, a lot of farmers, you know. But we got 70s. I think I got the card yet. I was baptized in an Advent church and about 14 years old. Adventist, I mean, a lot of it animus, something like the Methodist, I suppose, but Adventist church. In a trout stream down in Davis Valley. What you had to do, you had to go down and dam off the creek, which is illegal, but nobody said anything. And you make it pretty high, you know, you probably make it 4 feet, 5 feet high. And you put a lot of logs or stuff, stone, and you put in there. And you dammed it up and the water go back. And early in the morning, by afternoon, you got a pretty good pond there, for that, 4 or 5 feet deep. And the worst of it was, when that water was dried up, we'd go down below it and catch the trout. Maybe laying in there, right, and dry there, we'd just throw them out in the bank. And the fishermen would come up and couldn't get no trout. Yeah, you can look at me if you want to. We got caught at it once. So, I'm baptized in an Advent church there, in that whole, it seemed like the whole valley came out. That's the way it was in those days. Everybody was, seemed like someplace, a location now, some. All Catholics, some are Lutherans, but it seemed like everybody came out. It seemed like the whole valley came out. Whole row, why don't you have a picture of it down there, getting baptized there in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I suppose it was. I didn't know anything about it then. My mother, good mother, was very strict. We couldn't, way up in high school age, the boys played baseball and fun out of the field, on the pastures. My mother would let us play baseball with them. It wasn't right. We couldn't read a funny paper, Sunday funny paper. That wasn't right. And I'm proud of it.
Amen.
Didn't die from it.
Amen.
Didn't die from it. Didn't get hurt. Didn't get no shoulders out of place, like someone's telling you right here, playing football or something. So I didn't get that done. So, no, my mother was very strict. I don't know where she got it from, no church. There was no church in there, not the valley there, but she had a calling from God to raise her family. I was about 3 or 4 years old. I remember when she was baptized in the Dunkard. I remember you go down forward, I guess, and backward or something, before or two, don't they? Huh? Three times, yeah. Well, I was just young. That's the only. Some of the women in that country around that where she lived talked her into it. We would listen to my grandmother tell of being prayed for, her and her daughter, by Brother Lean in Eau Claire, when I was a young, really young boy, probably 13, 14. And she would come back from Eau Claire, and she'd stop at the Eau Claire and get prayed for. About how good they felt when they got home, being prayed for. Never heard of it, you see, you never heard of that there. My mother told us, I don't know if we ever had prayer meetings. We had prayer meetings, but we never had prayer for the sick like that. So that was new to us, see. One Sunday, a group of these young folks from the Pentecostal church in Water Street came down to Davis Valley. I called them the little forerunners of Pentecost to me. They came down. That was the Ebers girls. Have you heard? Well, you probably know Sister Buckley's sister, he now named her Ray Glenn's wife, and Sister Jordan is one of them. The other sister is dead now. But they came down with their dad, and they, under the old trees outside, there played those music, those instruments, and that was the first inaugural us of Pentecost. It was beautiful, but they said, praise the Lord, and, you know, but it was nice. It was not, that was the first I heard of Pentecost. That night, their dad, these girls' dad, had a service in the school, and these girls played the organ and sang, and, you know, I wonder if they thought about us guys in that old farm clothes on. I wonder if they thought. But we was there, though. And the country came out, all the people come out. And I can just see me up on that school platform. The organ's over there. And they sang those songs. There's something about it. God knew I was going to live to be 70, to be 70 or 80 years old. He knew that. He's training. I believe God is training me, which he's doing a lot of you today. You don't look back on that. Why was it? Why wouldn't you kind of enjoy it? You look back on that, see. And that was good. As I look back now, 60 years, God's had his hand on us. I want somebody to push the Pentecostal message. I want somebody to tell a Pentecostal message. I want somebody to tell, stand up and be faithful. I want somebody to go out in Eau Claire and all around the world to go out and say, be faithful. I want somebody, that's way back there, he was looking for somebody, stand fast. Don't backslide. How many times have I probably in my life have I told hundreds of people, don't backslide? I've said that one day. That was my calling way back there. Don't backslide. I've probably been in 100 services a year, 60 years. I've probably been in 3,000 or 4,000 Pentecostal services in my life. Easy, I'll probably easy that. And that's some good ones. Isn't it good to be here tonight? This is a Pentecostal service. You felt the power of God.
Amen.
You felt it.
Yes, you did.
Would you like to have a lot of these in your life?
Yes.
When you, from your 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, would you like to have it every time you go to church?
Yes.
Every time you go to church, not swimming, not anything else, but every time you go to church.
Right.
Ministers would come and have meetings, and the Advent preacher would come, and they'd come out there. If they come in the night, one come from Chicago, and one come from Mattoon, Wisconsin, I think it was. And they'd have night services sometimes. If they come in the daytime, we'd walk to farmhouses. If we went at night, we'd get the old sled ready, and the horses lined up, and get the straw in there, and get some hot rocks, and a lantern in there, and away we'd go to church. And when I got up, when they got done served, they punched me on the head. Come on, we're going home. I slept all the while through. We moved to Menominee in 1928. Some of us, if we didn't make it on the farm, my dad didn't make it. My dad drank quite a bit, so my dad could have been a rich man, but booze got him. Liquor got him. Good man, good daddy. Good daddy. But we had to go to Menominee, out there. So there was a Pentecostal church there, Menominee. And the whole family, and seven kids, my mom and dad. So we went to that church one night. there was an old hot heater in there. If anybody knows Mrs. Becker, Sister Becker, anybody know? I remember Sister Becker. Okay, it was in their house. And the power fell, of course, you know. My brother and I got a little wind of what Pentecost is. So we had a little agreement that if I nudge you and you nudge me, then zip we go, see. You know, well, I got pretty hot in there. She was dancing around that big stove in there, you know. You ever just, I can remember yet. I can see that stove. And there she was going dancing. But you know, God is preparing something. It burned out some dross in my life. We want to get out. Mother would let us go. And you know, something burned in here. That's why I'm here today, saints.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Are you willing to take it like that? You young folks, are you willing to get laughed at? Old folks? Will you stand it?
Amen.
Or you want to go home? Or do they go fishing? Pentecost, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I don't
Amen.
Go it's in a basement. It's a, out in a farmer's yard. If you go out there someplace, it's Pentecost. Remember, it's Pentecost.
Yeah.
My brother nudged, okay, and it was our sign to get out. But my mom made us stay. We were stunned by it. See, that's now we're getting I'm probably about 20. So we heard the first message probably about 4 or 5 years before that down the country. So I'm trying to get it right, you see. So through these little visitors that came down from my to the valley down there to see my grandma who was come there to be healed from down there. This got onto us through that night service there in the church, in that old schoolhouse. It's in us yet. So they come up here, somebody up here, knew he's coming there in the Omni. So here come a little rap on the door. You know who was? Sister Rodewald. You'll hear a lot about her. Sister Rodewald. She was she was kind of red haired, you know, and poor, and I didn't want her to put her hands on me ever, you know. But she invited us to the Pentecostal service. You think God's smart? Huh? Think God's smart? Oh yeah, she was there. But my brother said there's something about it. That old stove got hot. And then we moved to Eau Claire in 1928. And guess who was the first on 12th Street, somewhere in our neighborhood. And guess who was the first to come up, invite us, to an old Pentecostal shed on Water Street. These three witnesses, they remember the Bible speaks of witnesses, heard about us coming to Eau Claire. There they were. The Jordans and I come up there. We didn't have a good car. You didn't have to worry about a car. That old rattle automobile. I tell you, that's why you got to get them. Am I ever glad they did? Another thing that I'm trying to say is God has got his eyes on you, some of you folks. Not me. I don't know too much. You have been my boots and you think you know too much. But God's got his eye on you for something. I don't know what your calling is. I didn't know my calling was going to be this superintendent. But he wanted me. He wanted somebody. If I would have did it, I don't know if he would. If anybody, I don't know how that works. Anybody ever would have been took my place. I don't know if we've been souls been lost, but I don't know about that. But I was supposed to be his man. Oh, you know who's at the Water Street, the old church? Who? Sister Rody Wall. You got to come up and be prayed for. My brother was there too, you know, come and be prayed for. Brother Lean, a big preacher, big Swedes, you know, and we heard about that big preacher. You know, things pass, you know, see a little bit, you know. A big Swede, and he gets off that platform, look out. Yep, look out. So my brother and I sit way in the back seat. We sit in the back row My dad, we got my dad in the front row, or second row. So if he started down the aisle, they're preaching, run off the platform, we beat my dad out, see. My dad got hold of that. We beat my dad out. We did once. But the mother get back and we didn't like that. But that's what it does. We don't like that big, sweet, most precious soul man in the world. But God had us getting us a praying, it wasn't him. But he put up with us. What did he put up with us? So, foreign boys coming up there. In the fall of 1929, there's a big revival meeting, maybe some of you remember, on Menominee Street, where the bus barns are now. 2 months after we were married, September, my mother got the Holy Ghost first. And she kept at us, my wife and I get the Holy Ghost. The first night of the revival service, my wife got the Holy Ghost there. That old kind of a shed, I don't think it's a tent exactly, but kind of a shed. And of course, the next day, there was a lot of ministers or evangelists there. I can remember saying, I knew about repenting, but you both got to be baptized together. It's nice for a family to baptize together. So the next morning, we baptized in the Water Street tank. This tank is right here. All the ministers said, you repented, so we should be baptized together. And that was nice. When you look back 58 years, can you, even your life, it's how old you are, you see God working in it? You know, back them years. See, it's hard for me probably to get that to you, you young folks here. Some of you are young, and I'm way up here. I can remember. I could probably talk for a long while, just on, I'm trying to get to the little highlights of it. But it's a beautiful life. Pentecostal, remember Pentecostal, nothing but Pentecost. Always remember that. Tell your kids, nothing but Pentecost. Only one Pentecost, not a lot of Pentecostals. They even tell me Jimmy Baker and it was Pentecostal, see. And but we're Pentecost, the apostolic Jesus name, that's what you gotta find out. That's what you gotta find out. Speaking in tongues. That's what you gotta find. As you go along, young folks, you go along, dig into it, read it, find it, write it on it, write it in a slip, put it in your pocket. Acts 2:38, 39, put it in your pocket. That's what you have to do, right? I did. Work the work, had the Acts 2:38 in there. Read it. To help you. My hand was upon us, knowing the future. Right? Of my wife and I, we received the Holy Ghost. I received the Holy Ghost 5 years later. It was slow coming. We never doubted the Holy Ghost, Pentecostal baptism. We never, it was hard going, it was hard, but we never, everybody say never if you want to.
Never.
Doubted Pentecost. You're going to be someplace and you're going to tell you probably many here right here has heard it ain't right. You got a better way, easier way. Listen, the preaching you get here, never doubt it.
Amen.
Never doubt it. You'll be tested, you'll try, but if you're doubted, go to your pastor, go to the keep in church and close to your pastor. Be close to your pastor, but don't doubt it. You probably through experience, Brother Tambor, because people come to him and says, I don't know if I can make it. You can make it.
Amen.
You can make it. The doubting is of the devil. There's no question about it.
Praise the Lord.
He tried to turn you upside down. I know what it is. You know what the future, will you be faithful? God help me, you're faithful. So God gave us three of the best looking daughters in the world. My wife and I. It's starting to curl now, isn't it, huh? God's got his hand on it. So I had the most beautiful wife in the world. We'd never be anybody like it. She weighed 100 pounds. And so we had, I believe they're the prettiest girls in the world. I don't believe he would have gave us those girls unless he could have trusted us. See, I'm trying to get at things. You build it yourself. You're building up to give me something, my wife and I something, that we could trust. Now, what did you want those three girls for? Well, you know today what them three girls are for here in church.
Amen.
Can you look back? See, I'm trying to use probably, if I look back in my life, I'm trying to go back 50 years now, see, 40, 50 years, see. You'll be here someday. Why did he keep us in Pentecost so much? Because he was looking ahead. Or what are those three girls doing today? What about their families? What about 11 great-grandchildren? Not one lost. God, don't let us be lost. Don't backslide. You're going to have children, you're going to have grandchildren, you're going to have fathers-in-laws and in-laws. Don't backslide. Stand up, let them push you over, let them push you around. Jump in your own water tea and go to church. I've never dealt with it. I received in May. About May 1935, I received the Holy Ghost. We had a revival Bible service. Hot May. And they had about one white shirt, kind of like, you know, you're poor, you're no money, depression. And I guess they had kind of an old blue tie to go with it. But that's about all you had, you know. And the revival service, you try to dress up pretty good, the sweat, sweat and beal. but sweat. So, the revival service got good, and of course, Sister Rody Wallen was pushing me, But I had to get the Holy Ghost. I knew I needed the Holy Ghost. And you know who had a lead singing that night? You know I come to church that night? I had to wear an old blue shirt that I wore in a factory. There was spenders that it all wore out, all bleached, you know, spenders. And I come to church, and I was a church also, I believe, and I had a lead singing. Me, lead singing. And then, I must have been in the opera chorus, wasn't it? Huh? Me leading up singing. But the power fell. The water run down, sweat. Okay, 2 o'clock that morning, I knew I had to have the Holy Ghost. I knew I had to have the Holy Ghost. Of course, you know who's there. I didn't want her to pray with me. I didn't care her praying for me. I could say anything else she looked like, but hair was red, hands like that. And she got a hold of you, and boy, you prayed to us. That's workers in it. God knew that good woman was there and needed to push me bigger. So anyway, I got around midnight. I knew I wanted to get home. I could feel the touch of God. I wanted it. And I said, I'm so glad Sister Odell came over and stayed right there. There's only 3-4 of that day, the mother Jordan boys or something. And there was Sister Odell. I was so glad that she was there praying with me. Mm-hmm. Just sit around, will you? Love you, brother. So that's the way you work. That's the way you get people. But God had his hand in it, did he? Way back from Davis Valley, didn't he? Here we go around, 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 around. Here we come down, here we water deep. Here we come. Cut a story, cut it all, ain't it, huh? I'm just trying to put some of that together. If you like that, if I don't know. In the last year of being careless, before I got the Holy Ghost, I had dreams, I heard it, I might have talked to some of you here about the Holy Ghost. I had awful dreams. On the housetops, just barely made it on fire. Just barely made it. I can remember it just as plain as day. Floods, I could see that old valley where it was some big area zone or someplace. I could just see the flood start, roll higher and higher, and it got just about to you. And I'd be gone. I'd wake up. See, I knew something. I knew better. I knew something. Now one night I was on a 3-11 shift. This is true. I ain't lying to you. I don't believe in devils, but I was awakened by a little white person dancing around the foot of my bed, just dancing. And he put his hand on my cheek, This is true without Bob and Ida. And he came up halfway and stopped. Gone. I was warned. I felt, as I'm thinking about that dream, if he would have put his hand on my head, I would have been dead. I mean, God stopped. I just felt it. I believe God stopped that little devil from putting his hand on me. I flew around too long, see. The kids are being born, and I flew around too long. And I'm sure I got dizzy, got the Holy Ghost just a little while afterwards. God probably went through that again. I know that that little imp, that little devil, if he did put his hand on my head, I'm sure you just, you find people dead, don't you? You got a right way to kill me. I'm sure of that. But God had his hand on me way around. He only got so far. He took about to my ankles, about to my, on the bed there, that's where he was, as far as he got. Little white, little, about 2.5, 3 feet high. I don't believe in devils. I don't believe in dreams so much in my life, but that's the way it happened. He couldn't kill me. After I received the Holy Ghost, I went to the old Gillette Rubber Company, they called it at that time, and had some good talks with them, you know. So it was new, and it was new to explain, and that was called looting. You're down that, they heard about Water Street Mission, you know. And are you one of those who goes down there and rolls down there and the money falls out of your pocket? This is true. And then the preacher comes around and picks up the chain that fell out of your pocket. I said, I don't think I've ever did, but that's what's Pentecost. Pentecost at any cost, amen? You want Pentecost?
Praise the Lord, amen.
Oh, beautiful. Keep it going to church, though. Keep in it. Don't let that disturb you. You got to keep it going. Beautiful. Oh, and I think of the service tonight. Brother was leading singing here. Service tonight, brother. Oh, you don't know. You don't know the value of this service tonight.
Amen.
The singing. The precious.
Praise the Lord.
You can't. What? Can't play a place and get it.
Right.
Hang on to it.
Yeah.
Simple, little, plain, Eau Claire, rice. You got the best thing in the world, and you can make it. Be faithful. Don't backslide. Remember that. Always remember that for you. Think about me. Don't backslide. You could be here 50 years from now, 60 years from now, do what I'm doing. God made me a superintendent of the Sunday school. Now God's gradually had his hand on me way down in Diggers Valley. See? I want you and your family. I want you and Eau Claire. See? You see? You believe that?
Yes.
You know what I do. So he made me superintendent in 1936. And he commenced to use me more and more. I was a young people's leader for many years. Take the young people who went to Baronet, River Falls, Cochrane, St. Paul, quite an incident helping St. Paul. Yeah, right north of the church. Superintendent, my young people sitting on end, there was old Grover Burns. Oh, dumb me, I was called an old dummy sitting there, you know. But it was Pentecost, so God had his hand on, you see. Old Brother North sitting there, proud of everybody, you see. Our group had to sing. Brother Burns' group, and I get up there, you know, I'm proud of my little young people group. So yeah, that's where we went. So I was a young people leader for quite a while. Stanley, Cochran. I even helped Brother Lean baptize. For a little while I was his assistant. I didn't want to be. I was a deacon for many years, church treasurer. One time I tell an incident during the NOL. You gotta have a little fun in it too, you know. You gotta have a good time, you know, Pentecost, but yeah. Get a laugh once in a while, you know, because you got a right to, because you're in the church, I'm saved. So, my wife and I went up to Norris's. I think the church then was over on, was on Midway's, the Lutheran Church. I don't know the name of the street. Let me call your name.
Gloria Day
Church, the old Lutheran Church, yeah. So, going to be a welcome night. So I had a nice black coat. I had the Lord give me my little black coat, you know, an overcoat, and I went up there, and I'm standing up there, you know, and fiber in my hand, you know. Big old farmer, me. Look at how dumb I must look. So here come one of the head deacons there, you know, and they come up to me and he says, you come right along. I swallowed this year, no, I tell you. He said, would you come right along with me? Okay. I didn't know if he had something to eat or some coffee or what. So what, you know. So my wife looked at me and I went up there in the old black overcoat, you know, walked down the aisle. I said, what is this? Well, he says, ain't you the speaker tonight for the welcome night? God needs you, I guess, doesn't he? Huh? Isn't that fun? Well, I should have went up, though. I should have went right in front of it, shouldn't I? Brother North would have had a laugh. He'd even have been. He would have had a kick out of that to her. Wonder how that did, huh? I got to talk. I'd talk just the way I am right now. I'd just talk. That's what I did. You're supposed to be a preacher from Florida, a big preacher, see? Oh, we had a lot of good times together. Be faithful. I began to realize that my calling wasn't a preacher, but a Sunday school leader. Do not fool yourself about a Sunday school teacher or superintendent. You have lots of burdens. Many times I told my pastor, sometimes the load is heavy. Way back in the time I was on that superintendent. You go home at night, brother, a pastor goes through some of the, but not like, he goes through 10 times more than a superintendent, but you have those, the teacher has them, don't think they don't. Teachers tell me they go home and the load is heavy, I don't know if I can do it. But you can do it. If it's your calling, do it. Be faithful to church, be do it. So, most of the time we don't complain, be faithful. For the joy that's set before us. How many times I've had beautiful services. But tonight here, the joy in that service tonight, ooh, I'm so glad I put in 60, 70 years in Pentecost. Just for being in song service tonight. That's why I played a little song. It's just bread and butter to the soul. To me, now if you're not getting that kind of food in your soul, there's something wrong. You're on the verge probably backsliding. If you didn't enjoy that singing tonight in the service tonight as food for your soul, as bread and butter, there's something wrong.
Yes.
Don't backslide. These services are precious. You'll, if you live as long as I do, you'll have thousands of them yet. So that the Lord comes, you're going to have thousands of services. Take probably 3 weeks and go on 60 years and figure it out. All the young people serve something like that. Always be faithful. Always there. You can go fishing. You can do other things. You can go trapping. You can go basketball games, but don't go. After the game is over, after the service is over, you see them go in their house, cold, you come in your house happy. Because one thing if nothing else, and one thing if nothing else, you've been faithful.
Yes.
Amen. I took one of the best helpers I ever had, is my wife home. She just loved her children, she loved her grandchildren. She had a big hand in raising these children. She had a big hand in raising me. Oh yes, don't you think it's got to go hand in hand. Don't think so. Don't think, brother, you can do it alone. Your wife is a big helper. She was right there working, all big help, yeah. She was no leader, she was no song leader, but I would miss her. We will see you, Loretta, someday.
Praise the Lord.
If any of you here tonight think of giving up, you will never, never live to enjoy the blessings of the Almighty God as I have 60 years. Don't give up. I've enjoyed the blessings of God for 60 years. I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of beautiful times in Pentecostal Jesus' name services.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.